Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and blessings, and welcome to another installment of the Gist of Freedom of Space. This show is produced by acclaimed historian, educator, and author Leslie Gist, and serves as our weekly live online discussion to celebrate the African American experience by honoring all the people, past and present, black and white, who, with faith and focus, are preserving our rich history through literature, the arts, the skilled trades, and the humanities. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of tonight's discussion by calling in with your comments or questions to 347-324-5552.
Hello, this is Leslie Gish. You're listening to the Gist of Freedom. This is a special edition. We're covering Hurricane Sandy and its devastation in New York. We have a resident on the line, playwright, Harlem playwright, Mr. William Bill Beasley. Are you on the line, Mr. Beasley?
Yes, I am, Leslie.
Great. I know that you have no power, so we're going to. Would you just tell the audience first that you're okay and tell everyone exactly what you're witnessing and what you're experiencing right now?
Okay. Well, we're fine. We're here on the Lower East Side. The power went off a little before 9 o'clock last night, still off. It was something that they need to do to cover their system. I live off the FDR Drive, so it was interesting watching the tide approach the FDR Drive over, you know, it's since gone back down, but it was fun,
mm-hmm.
even in the darkness.
Now, we know there's some certain zones that the mayor had requested some people evacuated from. Which zone are you in, and how did
Believe
that work?
Believe it or not, even though I'm across from the FDR, they consider us Zone B, not Zone A. Right across the highway is Zone A. That's why we stay here. We're the high rise, so they tell us to stay, and only that's a severe emergency to go to the shelter.
Mm-hmm. And how did you prepare? When did you? I know we just spoke. I had you on the show last week, and we
mm-hmm.
were talking about your play that was supposed to take place last night, and you said that it wasn't going to happen because of this hurricane. So
well,
you
said,
were forewarned. How did you prepare?
Just the usual, getting some things. But one thing I forgot to do, which I should have done, was to run a tub of water. But I forgot the plumbing would go out. But other than that, we're doing all right.
Have you ever experienced anything like this in New York City? Have you ever seen anything like this?
We've had other storms that have tried to come through, but nothing like this, no. You know,
mm-hmm.
nothing to the extent where, you know, the subways are going to be down and mass transit is down. You can't really do anything except sit.
Mm-hmm. And you're in the high rise, so you don't have access to the elevators. You have to take steps. And where would you go anyway?
Right, that's the thing. So
now, the cars. Are the cars all underwater?
No. The tide came across on the other side of the highway where it didn't go onto the highway, so and then it receded. So no cars are flooded down here anyway.
Oh, okay. All right.
I understand that there was a problem further north of us, but not here.
Mm-hmm. And has anyone come out from any agency, government agencies, to assist you or tell you what to do?
No.
So there's no communications except what you have right now. How are you communicating and find out what's going on
right,
the outside?
Right now I'm on my cell phone. I logged on earlier to catch the Weather Channel to get an idea of what was going on. And then I finally put it on the radio so that I could hear one of my radio stations and keep an update with what was happening. So that's how I'm staying in touch with the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always an access.
Mm-hmm. And the internet and the technology is helping you out tremendously, I guess.
I can't get to the internet because my line is down.
Okay. How are your neighbors, the people in your high rise? How are they galvanizing? Are you seeing behavior that you never witnessed before? Are you guys coming together?
I haven't been out the door, so I really couldn't tell you. No, nobody's panicking that I know of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just. My wife had called a couple of ladies that she knew last night, and you know, they were all just sitting tight, riding it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you for your time, for, you know, taking the time and using some of your battery charge power to talk to us on Just the Freedom. And if there's anything else you want to say, you know, say it now. And then we're going to let you get back to doing what you're doing, waiting this out.
Nothing else at this time. You know, we will be talking in the future
right.
with all your audience, you know.
Right. And I am looking forward to seeing your play. What is the name of it?
Well, this was Every Vote Counts. That hopefully it will go up before the election. At we'll find out. If not, we can always do a reading of it on your show.
That's right. You're always welcome to read your plays and any of the members of Harlem's Playwrights 21. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right, thank you, Bill Billsley, and we will be talking soon. And stay safe.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.